Okay, open our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter number 33. Book of Genesis, chapter 33. At titingnan natin itong chapter na ito. Di naman mahaba ang chapter. Ipagpapatuloy natin yung pag-aaral natin ng Genesis. So we're continuing on our study of Genesis. Nasa chapter 33 na tayo. There's only 50 chapters to the book of Genesis, and that means we're halfway. We're almost done. Just got a few more chapters left here. Well, Jacob returns. Sabi ng Panginoon, gusto ng Panginoon na bumalik si Jacob sa Bethel. Galing siya sa Bethel, umakyat siya sa Padan Aram, sa Haran, na kung saan nandoon si Laban, yung kanyang magiging father-in-law. Right? Father-in-law niya. And ngayon, nakakalas na siya. After 20 years of serving Laban, Jacob finally makes his way back to Bethel. At least that's what God told him to do. And so, nandyan na siya sa Mount Gilead. Nasa Gilead na siya. Tapos, dumapo siya sa isang town, sa isang lungsod na yung pangalan ay Mahanaim, which is two angelic hosts, dalawang kampo ng mga angels, naalala ninyo. And so, ang lungsod ay Mahanaim. Ngayon, kikilos siya at papunta sa kanya ang kanyang kapatid na si Esau. So, as he's traveling through, Esau, his brother, brings 400 men with him. Most likely, he journeyed to kill Jacob. At least that was Jacob's fear. Remember, Jacob and Esau left each other with a hateful situation, with a hurtful situation. Esau wanted to kill Jacob because Jacob stole his birthright, his blessing, and left him with nothing. And Jacob was a supplanter, was a trickster. And now he's making his way back, and Esau is going to meet him. At naalala ninyo yung ginawa ni Jacob last Sunday, he prayed. He prayed and addressed God, the God of Bethel. And you know, the Lord changed Esau's heart. Pinalitan ng Diyos ang puso at isip ni Esau, yung kanyang kapatid. Dahil nga, gustong patayin ni Esau itong si Jacob. Pero tingnan mo ang ginawa ng Diyos bilang sagot sa prayers ni Jacob. God sent him angelic hosts to encourage him, to let him know, hey, I'm here to protect you. And then he wrestled with the angel, you remember that, and broke his thigh, na sinira ng Diyos yung laman ng kanyang hita. At iba na yung lakad ni Jacob ngayon. Medyo mahinhin na yung lakad niya. At ganun talaga ang Diyos. Kapag pinalitan ng Diyos yung buhay mo, hindi ka kagaya ng dati. No? You won't be the same after God comes and touches you and breaks you. And Jacob experienced those things. Now let's look at verse number 31. Genesis chapter 33, Genesis chapter 33, verse number 1. Genesis 33:1. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And so Jacob got nervous and started moving his family and dividing them. He already divided them into two camps. And now he's dividing them, his immediate family, even more in preparation in case Esau starts killing them, as some of his family members can exit and can leave and will escape. Look at what happened in verse number 4. In answer to prayer, and again, in answer to prayer, you know, what's that song? Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. So, ibig sabihin, dahil sa prayer ni Jacob, sinagot ng Diyos, si Esau, imbis na pumuntahan siya at patayin siya, tingnan mo ang verse number 4. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him. Yinakap siya ng kanyang kapatid. And fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Oh, this is reconciliation. Ito yung reunion na pinag-uusapan natin. I told you I was going to preach on reunion and backsliding. And so we find Esau running to meet him, embrace him, fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept as a picture of true repentance and reunion. Jacob and Esau separated 20 years ago. And it wasn't because of good circumstances. It was a bad situation. Jacob feared for his life, but Esau, God transformed Esau and changed him. Truly, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. And so he ran, embraced him, fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Saan natin mababasa yung ganitong picture sa New Testament? Do you know where do we find this description in the New Testament? What? The prodigal son. Naalala ninyo the prodigal son? Noong umuwi yung anak na sinabihan ng niyan yung kanyang tatay, "Tatay, kukunin ko na lahat ng ari-arian. Sana mamatay ka na para sa akin na yung ari-arian mo at yung para sa akin." Tapos ginugol niya sa wala. Binaliw yung parang sinayang niya yung kanyang resources, tapos naging mas malala pa siya kaysa sa mga alipin ng kanyang ama. At nakita niya habang pinapakain niya yung mga baboy, "Tingnan mo naman yung mga alipin ng tatay ko, mas maganda pa ang kalagayan nila kaysa sa akin, uuwi na lang ako." At kahit na hindi niya ako ituring na anak, ako na lang ay magiging alipin niya. Masaya, at least may makakain ako, may damit ako, meron akong matitirahan. Pero nung siya ay umuwi, anong ginawa ng tatay? Anong ginawa ng ama? He ran after him and fell on his neck and embraced him and kissed him. Yung ginawa ni Esau, yun ang ginawa ng tatay sa parable of the lost son. And so I imagine Jesus applying Esau and Jacob's meeting to the Father, which is a picture of reunion, repentance and reunion and acceptance and reconciliation. Jesus and God the Father here is teaching us that reconciliation and repentance and reunion is important. Importante ho na huwag natin hayaan yung nakaraan. Kalimutan na natin ang nakaraan at mag-work tayo towards reconciliation. It is grace of God in the heart of man that allows him to reunite, that allows him to be reconciled with his enemies. It is the grace of God that Jacob and Esau were reunited. Now, verse number 5, and he lift up his eyes and saw the women and the children. Tapos sinabi ni Esau, tingnan mo itong mga bata, mga dalagang ito, mga ladies na ito, mga bata, mga ari-arian mo, yung mga flocks. Saan ito nang galing? Sabi ni Esau. And sabi naman ni Jacob, and he said, the children which God hath graciously given thy servant. Oh, so Jacob changed. Not just Esau that changed, but Jacob too. Because Jacob recognized the grace of God in and on upon his life. Jacob, the old Jacob, would have said, "Oh, I earned that." The old Jacob would have said, "I spent 20 years accumulating my wealth. I spent 20 years building up my family. This is my hard work, my labor, my blood, sweat, and tears. But you see, God changed Jacob. And Jacob acknowledged the grace of God upon his life, and Jacob learned to thank God for His blessing, to acknowledge God in everything. So natutunan ni Jacob yung napakahalagang lesson na lahat ng blessings ko, sabi ni Jacob, galing sa grasya ng Diyos. Na yung lumang Jacob, malamang sasabihin ni Jacob, ah, pinaghirapan ko ito, ari-arian ko yan. Pinagpawisan ko yan ng ilang 20 taon kay sa father-in-law ko. Pero yung bagong Jacob, sabi niya, no, ito ay grasya ng Diyos sa aking buhay. Oh, that's a good thing. Tapos look at verse number 8. Pansinin mo yung pagbanggit niya kay Esau, kung anong sinabi ni Jacob kay Esau. Look at verse number 8. I want you to notice what Jacob said to Esau. And he said, "What meanest thou all this drove which I met?" And he said, "These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord." Jacob acknowledged Esau as his Lord. Now you remember the culture of this time. The elder is always superior to the younger. And Jacob learned to submit himself. To submit himself. To put himself under. And acknowledge Esau as his superior. As his master. Not Lord as in God. But an elder brother. Where he is the elder brother who's responsible to take care of the family when the father dies. Which, by the way, Isaac is still alive during this time. And these to find grace in the sight of my Lord. Now, and then, hindi lang in-acknowledge ni Jacob na si Esau ang kanyang mataas na master. Binigyan din, sinauli ni Jacob yung blessing na ninakawan niya kay Esau. Look at verse number 11. Jacob was able to return the things that he stole from Esau. Look at verse number 11. "Take, I pray thee, my blessing." That's the same word that Isaac gave to Jacob. He blessed him because he thought that he was Esau. And now Jacob is returning those things he stole. This is good. This is reparation. Reparation, that means when you do wrong, you're going to admit you did wrong, and now you're going to start to do that, which is you're going to correct your wrong. You're going to make right what you did wrong. Restoration. Reparation. It follows repentance. All right, so "take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee because," and then he acknowledged God as the source of blessing. "God hath dealt graciously with me." Kaya kung may sasooli sa iyo yung ninakaw ko sa iyo, Esau, kasi ang Diyos ay nagbiyaya sa akin. So kinokorek ni Jacob yung ginawa niyang mali. Ganun talaga pag ang grasya ng Diyos ay nasa buhay ng Kristiyano, gagawa at gagawa siya ng paraan para matuwid niya ang pagkakamali niya. At yun ang tunay na pagsisisi. At tunay na resulta ng tunay na pagsisisi at grasya ng Diyos. "Because I have enough." And he urged him and he took it. Meaning to say, Esau was changed. You know, dati si Esau, ano siya? Sakim. Yes, kukunin ko yan. Pero ngayon si Esau naman, hindi, wag naman. Okay na. Okay na tayo, wag mo na akong bigyan ng blessing na ganyan. Marami rin akong pera, ikaw rin, pinagpapala ka ng Diyos, wag na. Pero pinilit ni Jacob, kaya sabi ni Esau, okay, tatanggapin ko yan. Now, so sa kultura nila noon, malaking bagay ang ginawa ni Jacob. So, Jacob was able to bless his brother and return to him these blessings. And... Now, Tingnan mo ang verse number 15. Verse number 15. Actually, verse 14. Look at verse number 14. Let my Lord, I pray thee, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goeth before me and the children be able to endure until I come unto my Lord unto Seir. Seir. Etong, okay, nasa Gilgal sila, sa region ng Gilgal, sa lungsod ng Mahanaim, galing sa ilalim, timog, tama ba yon? Ilalim. Si Iso sa bundok ng Mount Seir, doon siya nakatira. Umakyat siya, nakita sila doon sa Gilgal, at sabi ni Iso, tara, samahan na kita, protektahan ka namin. Pero si Jacob naman, hindi pa siya handa na sumama kay Iso. Kaya sabi na lang niya, sige Iso, ikaw na lang mauna ka na lang sa Seir. Susunod na lang ako sa iyo kasi kasama ko yung mga bata, yung mga tupa. Pag masyado silang naglakbay, mamamatay yung mga malilit na tupa. So sabi ni Iso, okay, very good. Salamat, at sila ay nag-depart from each other. Now, ngayon, magsisimula yung backsliding ni Jacob. At malalaman mo ito dahil sa verse 17. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth. O di dapat, bumaba si Jacob, susunod siya kay Esau sa Seir, pero imbis na pumunta siya sa Timog, umakyat siya uli sa Succoth. Backslide. Imbis na sumulong para sa Panginoon, siya ay bumaliktad. Now, pwede bang mangyari yan sa buhay ng Kristiyano? Yes. So, Jacob, instead of moving forward, went backward. He went back to Succoth. And built him a house and made booths for his cattle. Therefore, the name of the place is called Booth, which is Succoth. Succoth means booth, and he built booths there. But he didn't stay there. He crossed over to the promised land. And verse 18, and Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan. So basically, if you remember the Jordan River is here. Jacob was here on Succoth, and he moves into Shechem. He crosses into Canaan, the promised land. But instead of going to Bethel, where God wanted him to be, he stayed at Shechem. He stayed at Shechem. So imbis na umuwi siya sa Bethel, na kung saan yun ang sinabi ng Panginoon, umuwi ka sa Bethel, nagstay na lang siya sa Shechem, sa lungsod ng Shechem. Sa land of Canaan. And there's a danger here. Because Shechem is full of Canaanites. And that means that Jacob is risking his family exposed to the culture of Canaan. And the intermarrying of Canaan with his family. And the crowd of Canaan could destroy Jacob's faith in the Lord. He was backslidden. Where did God wanted Jacob to go? Bethel, the house of God. But instead he stayed at Shechem, which is only a few miles away from Bethel. And he bought property there. And so he's one of the earliest patriarchs that bought property beside Abraham. Abraham bought property also. But Abraham's property was down in Hebron. Jacob's property was at Shechem. And eventually, sometime down the road, when Joseph gets buried, he gets buried in Shechem at the property that Jacob purchased. But the point I'm making is God wanted him to go to Bethel, and he did not obey the Lord. May consequence ba ang mga Kristiyano kapag hindi sumunod sa Panginoon? Yes. Yes. At matututunan ni Jacob itong very important lesson sa chapter 34. Pero wala tayong time para sa chapter 34 ngayon. Next Sunday na lang natin ipagpapatuloy. But I want you to know at least one thing. Tingnan mo yung kanyang pagmamahal sa Panginoon. Bagamat hindi niya ginawa ang tama, nag-create siya ng altar of worship to the Lord. At ang pangalan na ilagay niya sa verse 20, He erected there an altar and called it El Elohi Israel. Anong ibig sabihin ng El Elohi Israel? God, the God of Israel. So isa na naman sa mga pangalan ng Diyos. Lagyan, i-circle nyo yan. Ipag-pray ninyo. Father, we thank you, Lord. You are El Elohi Israel. Ikaw, Lord, ay ang Diyos ng Israel. So God's teaching us a little bit more about himself. And he is God, the God of Israel. And Jacob uses his name for the first time. Israel, the prince with God. El Elohi Israel. It's not a bad thing. So we're learning a lot about the Lord. We found that he is God, the God of Bethel, and now he's God, the God of Israel. Now, when we get to chapter 34, Jacob is going to suffer because of his backsliding. Because he did not obey God to go to Bethel. He stayed at Shechem. God's going to judge him. So, Laurelyn, kung saan ka pumunta, pag-uwi mo sa bahay or whatever, maghanap ka ng biblical na Baptist church. At nawa, mag-texting tayo para maghanap din ako na makakita ako doon na sa lugar mo ng church. Kasi importante, kung saan ka pumunta, hanapin mo ang Bethel, the house of God. At nandun, merong house of God kahit saan ka pumunta. Basta ang Diyos nandoon, yun ang importante. All right, let's bow and pray and ask the Lord to bless. Father, we thank you for your hand of blessing upon us. We thank you for the great lessons we learn in Jacob's life, the reunion, the repentance, the restoration, the reparation, Lord, and how important it is, Lord, to correct that which is wrong. And then the warning that we learn about, the backsliding. And so, Lord, I pray your protection upon us, Lord. Help us to apply the truths of Scripture in our lives, that we may return to Bethel always and not settle for anything less, Lord. We love you and thank you. We thank you that you are God, the God of Israel, and that you are almighty today, even back in the days of Jacob. And you change hearts, Lord. And so we ask that you would change hearts today. We love you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.